Hello, welcome. You are listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. It has been over a month since I have sat down to do this. And I keep saying this, things keep happening, but I keep saying it's not because I don't want to. I have plans to, and then something comes up, and that sounds like an excuse. And I'm sure part of it is, I'm sure I could work a little bit harder at executing these, but I did have a pretty crazy November and start of December. I don't know, it's just been nuts from just different things. So that's what I'm going to talk about. That's, I guess, the whole point of this, right? So I'm doing really well right now. I don't want to jinx that. Let me knock on something, because I feel like I have in the past said something and manifested it to be something different. I'm not sure. Pardon my morning voice. I got up at like 6:30 and was checking my emails from school, because I sent in an extra credit assignment via email last night for my geographic information systems class, which is GIS. It's making maps. So, and I really needed this extra credit. And I was reading his reply this morning, and I just couldn't go back to bed. So I was like, this is a perfect opportunity. I have the house to myself, minus the crabs, the cat, and the dogs. But I'm thinking, since this is early in the morning and I haven't made too much movement, that they'll just continue remaining still for now, and I can get some things off my chest. So last we talked was me describing last October. Well, let's just talk about this November. And yeah, well, so I talked about the issues Keith and I, but mainly it's Keith's friends. So it was more hard for him, I would say, in the sense of it being his friends that we're having to deal with. Rather, it's always more tough, I guess, when it's your, I don't know. It affected both of us, but those were his friends here. So anyway, we were all invited to the same wedding. I'm pretty sure I stated that before. Well, that happened in Naples, Florida, the weekend of November 5th and 6th. Or 4th, 5th, 6th, whatever. So a month ago, actually. And okay, so when we were going there, Keith and I were kind of like, we were just kind of still not on the same, for some reason, we were just having a tough time getting on the same page about just, I don't know, either, just that's what I'll leave it as. It just felt like a little off, right? So we're running late a little bit for our flight that Friday morning. We left on November 4th. That was literally a month ago. That's so weird. So we left on that Friday, and we were kind of late for our flight. Not kind of, we were, to where they were calling our last names as we were approaching the gate, and we kind of looked at each other like, oh shit, we're late. That's never really happened to me before, as somebody who gets anxiety from being late to things. So, but I didn't care. I was in a mood, you know, we were going through something, and I was like, this is whatever. But I was still excited for us to get away. So it was this weird, I was hoping that the getaway would be just what we would have needed from being in school and him working and all things in between. So we're walking down, you know, we go to our seat. We're literally like the very back aisle of the plane, back of the plane. We fly. We had a short flight for our first flight. And we're sitting there at the end of, like, so we landed at our first destination so we could then get on our connecting flight. I hope that makes sense. I didn't really think this out too much. But the point is he, like, taps me, like, pretty, how would you describe that? Like, quickly and, like, in shock almost, and points as these people are getting up. And I forgot what names I used. I think I used Justin and Miranda. They were sitting right in front of us on the airplane, because they were going to the wedding as well. But I didn't know for sure if they were going to the wedding. No less did I think they would be on the same flight and then sitting in front of us the whole time. So then they were also on our connecting flight from where we were flying to Fort Myers, Florida. And it was just funny. I know the girl saw me. I'm not sure if Justin had seen us. I'm not sure. It didn't matter. But they were kind of like always one step ahead of us. When they went to the rental car, they were like walking through the sliding glass doors, like leaving to get their car as we were entering to check in to get our car. And so then fast forward to, well, I had a really great time in Naples. Let me just say that. I loved going to the Botanical Garden. Keith and I went there, and it was, they were celebrating Dia de los Muertos, and it was so fun. We got to plant a marigold plant, and I got to take that home, and it was just so fun. And their botanical garden was the most beautiful and inspiring garden I've ever been to. Truly, I'm obsessed, so I'm trying to, I'm like planning in my mind what my greenhouse is going to be based on these, like the Florida climate in the garden that they had. It was awesome. So we did that to pass time away during the day on Saturday while we were there. So that was a lot of fun. We were just making the most out of this trip. Like we decided to just have, you know, we were like, we're going to make the most out of it. So we did. While we were at the wedding, we see obviously Miranda and Justin. And it was just, I felt like a game of like, who's going to say hi to who? But I didn't, you know, I don't know. I had no expectations. And Keith and I had just finished grabbing a drink at the bar, and there was an opportunity where they were standing by themselves. So I suggest to Keith that we go over and, you know, just say hi. You know, we were already on the same flight. You know, I mean, this is weird enough. You guys went to college together. You've roomed together for 2 years outside of college. This is ridiculous. Like, yeah, I just didn't feel right, or me being me, if I didn't take the higher road and initiate a conversation. So we did. And we stood there talking to them for a moment. I didn't realize it was going to last or, you know, turn into the direction it did, which was all, you know, pretty positive, which that's not what I was expecting. And I guess as somebody who was really working on in my own personal life, like lowering my expectations for situations or people or things, I think this was a really good thing for me to experience, because good did come out of it, and I feel like we're all moving forward. And yeah, just I don't want to walk around being angry or upset about things. That it's just ridiculous. I have too much going on in my life. So does Keith. Like, we all should be doing other things than, you know, not getting along. So anyway, we basically were all standing in like a little, I guess, circle around this high top table. And I noticed Miranda's drink was like low, but my drink was full. So I wasn't, you know, I don't know. It was just one of those social things where I was like, hey, let's go fill up your drink, you know? So we walked up to the bar. The bar was closing down to be, you know, reopening up in the reception room. And I was like, okay, great. He was like, oh yeah, come back and see me in 10 minutes. While I honestly was just approaching that whole thing with genuinely getting her a drink. But she took that opportunity to be like, hey, well, you want to go sit down over here and talk? So we did. And she apologized. She apologized for, you know, leaving us out, I guess, disinviting us on the day of his birthday, her partner's birthday. God, I can't even, it's ridiculous when you think of fake names, but his name's Justin in this story. She apologized for not including us with Justin's birthday at the end of the day and all these things. So that felt nice. I mean, she did tell me she was afraid of me, which I was like, okay, well, I was like smiling and kind of like, I don't know why. I mean, I talked to my therapist about it too. And strong personalities, I get it. I do have a very strong personality, and I understand how that can come across as intimidating and or scary or threatening or whatever to other people. But like I've learned, I can't not be who I am to make somebody else feel bigger in a room. So yeah, it all kind of went well. We danced together, I think. Yeah, I mean, I know I danced with Keith. Not that I think. I mean, I did drink. I had a massive hangover from that wedding. It's because I drank a bunch of sugary drinks. They were delicious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The drinks were so good. Everything was delicious. Everything was awesome. That wedding was seriously the most fun wedding I've attended. and I went to my own wedding. My wedding was pretty fun, I'm not gonna lie. It's just the people could have been a little different. No, the people could have been totally different. Some of the people could have been totally different. But it was awesome. It was really beautiful. I cried during the ceremony. I just had so much fun. It was just nice to be surrounded by such welcoming warmth. I didn't really know too many people going into this wedding, and I thought that would be a problem, and it wasn't. You wouldn't have known. You would have thought that I'd known these people for a while with how welcoming they were, which is just a testament to who those people are. So all around an inspiring and motivating trip. It was a quick, fun 48 hours. But yeah, massive hangover leaving that wedding to where the next day on our flight back, which would be Sunday the 6th of November, which was also my dad's 61st birthday. Woohoo! There were so many children on that flight. The most children I've ever flown with on a flight. Making noise all at the same time. There was this girl behind me. I even remember her name. Her name was Sage. She had an attitude problem, a listening issue. It was so infuriating. Okay, so we're sitting, we're ready, you know, we're waiting to get everybody on the flight, which I can understand because on my flight going there, I was one of the last damn passengers to abort the plane, so I get it. But leaving, I'm sitting in my seat, which I'm in the window seat. Keith is in the middle, and then we have somebody in the aisle. Well, the parents of Sage let her sit in the window seat. Don't know why. Seat didn't belong to her. We had assigned seats. She's playing her game, and she's smacking her gum louder than... She reminded me of that Willy Wonka girl. Just super... Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't say it. I turned around and I gave her a face. Let's just say that because she was so irritating. Well, when the gentleman showed up who was assigned to that seat, she had an issue getting out of it. And she was like, "What? Well, where am I going to sit?" Like, kind of seriously, just like that. Just like that. And there was like a backpack or whatever the family had in the middle seat, which was where Sage should have sat to begin with. And her dad was trying to tell her that she's going to be sitting where that stuff was. And then she starts being like, "Well, where's that gonna go?" Like, she's freaking out. This girl has like a high top, like ponytail with really curly hair. She's smacking her gum, like I said, playing her game. And she's got like every color on in the rainbow. Like, she just, I almost wanted to be like, "Are y'all like a TikTok family or something?" But I don't know. It was so much for me in my head. It was a quick snap back into reality after a fun weekend. And I had never been to Naples, Florida. In fact, I hadn't been to Florida in a really, really long time. So that was cool. And we, you know, there was still damage from Hurricane Ian. So that was, you know, interesting to drive around and see. Shops were still not opened. And I had actually done a report for my climate change class this semester on Hurricane Ian and the effects and whatnot. So it was actually really odd to do it. It was weird. Like, I didn't realize doing this report was going to lead to me actually seeing the physical effects of it with my own eyes. Not to the full extent, but like just a portion, and to, you know, see how it was still affecting people, you know. Anyway, it was just a very... I don't even know the word for that, but I don't know, serendipitous type of feeling where I had learned all this information and then I went and saw it. It was like an awesome type of field trip, but I don't want to say awesome in that sense because like it sounds fucked up, but I feel like you understand what I'm saying. My anxiety is just getting the best of me with my words right now. So moving forward, made it home fine. Had myself an awesome fucking burger when I landed. And I'm saying that because that was like the last time I pretty much left home. Well, no, actually, what am I saying? Anyway, that burger was so good. I've thought about it for a couple of weeks because after that I got sick. So when I came home, I then got COVID and I was, you know, stuck at home for a week, which was fine. I needed to be home, I guess. That something in the world needed me to be home. But I will say it did really blow with then falling a bit behind at like the worst part of the semester and missing like my lab class that week and then just falling behind in that way. So it was a bit of a challenge, which is why I have not made time for this truly. Like I said in the beginning, I could have, I was just so tired after everything else. If there was ever time to do this or I wasn't in the right mood, there was just something, and I've got to give myself some leeway there. I know that these podcast episodes have been slowing down as I, you know, as I've carried on this, you know, hobby, but it's almost Christmas break after this week, so I plan on really adopting a great habit with this because it is something I truly enjoy and want to do and need to do. Because I'm then hard on myself when I don't do it. But then there's also things that I'm like doing out in the world that are helping me make these episodes. Like I'm learning and putting myself in situations and or whatnot. So yes, I had COVID and I was home for, like I said, a week. And then, yeah, Keith and I are doing, we're doing a lot better now. I feel like we've hit a turning point in our relationship where I know it's what I needed. I'm sure it's exactly what he needed. So it feels good. That's all I'm going to say because I am not jinxing anything or saying too much of what I don't know. I mean, that's just it. I have never been, I guess that's what I'll say. I've never been in this long of a relationship. Yes, we've broken up. You know, we have a history now. But this is uncharted territory for me because this is, first of all, my longest relationship, I guess, being with somebody, for one. For two, never lived with a guy and then not lived with him and us still be together. So navigating that is a whole platter of shit on its own. And then just school and, you know, I'm not bringing in income right now. That's really a fact. So that's tough on me and my own insecurities in ways of not being able to go out and do X, Y, Z. There's so many different things that weigh on me right now as where I'm at in life. And I've accepted it, but that also makes it tough sometimes being in a relationship. I mean, we live with other people. So we don't ever have, you know, the place to ourselves, which we knew that when we were leaving our house together. And this is what we need right now. It's just navigating around those obstacles that weren't there before and or just finding a new normal. That's really what it is. Like you go from having somebody there when you come home or whatever to then not. And it's just, I don't know, it's just weird feelings that ebb and flow, and I'm figuring it out. That's really what it is. I mean, I've never spent 3 Thanksgivings with somebody, and here I did do that this year. So there's just milestones that I'm achieving in my own life and my own relationship that, I mean, there's just things that happen that when you're in a long-term relationship, I guess my biggest question, you know, has been, is this it? You know what I mean? And that's what it is. You have to work through things. You have to compromise, communicate, be patient. And for me personally, not react the way that I've reacted in the past to certain situations. I have been very reactionary and actually working on that trait in my life has incredibly helped me recently. It has helped me so much and I feel better. I'm more calm, I feel. I feel like I have less drama. So it's nice. But what I was saying is that it's hard to know sometimes if you're with the right person. And then there's things that happen that I feel like in those moments they prove to you or they don't prove to you that it's something that you can handle or not handle. And we're in a place right now where I feel like we've heard each other loud and clear, and it feels really good. that's all I can say about that, because you never know with things. But that's just, I mean, I've heard from people who've been married for a really long time, and that's what it is. Sometimes it's really hard and you don't know if you're going to survive. That's just what it is in life, and you have to just come together. So we're really just trying our best at the end of the day, truly. And it feels good. I've never been with somebody who talks about me the way that he does and or looks at me the way he does. So that feels really good and reassuring. And I have to just ride it all out. That's riding the wave of life. See what all happens, you know? But for right now, I'm here where I am. It's going to take me 2 more years to finish school. I'll be graduating December 2024. So, you know, that's also another thing. I don't know if my partner wants to travel eventually and leave and do other things. And I want them to do that. I'm just not ready to leave where I'm at right now, truthfully. Even if pot isn't legal here, it's going to be. I bet you as soon as I were to like move, it's going to become legal. And then if I move back, like, no, I just want to be here for now. I like where I'm at. I truly like where I'm at. It feels really nice. So what else to talk about? I love you, Keith. Shout out to you. Let's see. Let's just take a break real quick and we'll come right back. Okay, so I made myself some matcha tea, which I became obsessed with when I had COVID. I bought the powder and everything online and had it sent to me because I want to perfect my craft, because I've had it at Starbucks and it's really good from there, and I'm wondering what they do to make theirs so much better. But no, I'm like, I feel like I'm getting it to where it's, I just have to put more powder than what it recommends, I think. So if you have any matcha latte, matcha tea, anything matcha for me to drink recommendations with recipe so I can follow something, or just thorough instruction. I need to like read something multiple times in order to understand. I'm all ears because I'm really enjoying it. Love the color. The color honestly makes me so happy. It's a darker version of like the color of my room. I love green. I fell in love with green in the last few years. I think with all the gardening and stuff I do, I'm just obsessed. Speaking of gardening, the weather here has been really kind of just drizzly and a slow drizzle drip on the plants, and they're loving it. As much as I miss the sun, and my serotonin needs that sun, I'm having to do other things to balance out my moods recently because there is no sun right now. I haven't seen the sun. Actually, the sun did come out briefly on Thanksgiving. I do remember that, but I'm not sure. And maybe one time after that, but it's been pretty cold, wet, drizzly, and this morning there's fog. But I have accepted it because everything is thriving. I recently replanted my rosemary plants. They were in a sheep trough, which if you're familiar with those, it's like a big, if you aren't familiar, they are a, what's that shape? Oblong? Let's look it up. Oblong. Is that even a word? Oblong. It is a word, and I think I'm right. Let's look at the image. Oblong. I haven't heard that. Okay, imagine a rounded rectangle. Or actually, this thing says a racetrack. Anyway. Racetrack shape. Oh, this is talking about tablecloths. Okay, never mind. Oblong. Just imagine like long oblong. Like a overly long thing. I'm going to post a picture of it, so this might be pointless. But a sheep trough is then what sheep would drink out of, and that thing is typically filled with water. It's a big old thing of water. But my dad, for a few birthdays back, got me a sheep trough and converted it into like a planter. But what he did was he drilled holes on the bottom and then he put wheels on it so you could push it around the yard depending on type of year or whatever plant you have in there for sun, shade, shine, whatever the fuck, right? Like last year when I was living in my rental, when it would freeze, I would roll and push it into the garage. And then the next day I'd roll and push it out. Very, very convenient. I love it. All my plants thrived in there. I grew thyme. I grew cilantro from seed, rosemary, parsley. It looked really sexy at one point. And then through the move and weather and neglect, I fucked some shit up. But I will say my thyme and my rosemary, they're doing wonderful. So gardening, duh. So we're just talking about gardening and stuff. But what I took a climate change course this semester and we had to do a carbon emissions reduction project. And honestly, I couldn't think of anything to do. There's so many things you can do out there. But to be honest with you, I'm already really conscientious of when I do laundry or we wash dishes in the dishwasher, just because there are certain like peak times in the day that you'll get charged more because you're using more energy. And I found this out when I was living in Arizona, because my energy bill there when I was living in my one bedroom apartment was ridiculously expensive. I'm talking in the 300s. I'm talking, I spent multiple time on phone calls with APS, which was Arizona Public, whatever the fuck. And oh my gosh, I kept all my records of it. That was one of my first, I would say, adult situations of like calling somebody and dealing with it on my own, of like just trying to understand. Like it went from being very mad to like, I'm not paying this, to just like, what the fuck is charging? Like, why is this so expensive? Because my bill was more expensive than my dad's house in Texas where he was living. So, or where we currently live. And it just, for a whole house, for a 3-bedroom house compared to a 1, it just, things weren't adding up in my mind, and I wanted answers. Well, here I am, you know, 5-6 years later, and I'm still fired up about it because, well, when, yeah, you're 24, 25, working for every dollar, you know, to afford every single thing you're doing for the first time in your life on your own, like, that's, yeah, your life hits you. It makes you, yeah, learn about what the fuck is going on, or about when to do laundry and when the fuck to not. So yeah, I adjusted a lot of my energy usage based on what I learned when I was living in Arizona. So back to this project, when I was doing this, I was like, well, what the fuck could I do? I don't know what I could do. I'm already really, you know, I feel like mindful. Like I don't use straws. If I do use a straw, I save it and I cut it up the middle part and then chop it up into a ton of pieces so it can't harm any aquatic life or anything else. And I'm very specific about what's recycled and what's in trash and not. So anyway, I came down to it and I was like, I'm gonna compost, because you had to track it for 3 days. And I did a little bit of research and figured out the calculation of how much I'd be like offsetting on, like, if I were to weigh my compost for those 3 days. And basically, I saved 1,033 grams of compostable materials from going into the trash and into my new compost. So back to the sheep trough thing, because I feel like this is a little out of order, but just stay with me. We turned the sheep, after I got my plants out of there, took the thyme, took the rosemary out, planted those. They're thriving in their own areas right now. I turned the sheep trough into, how many times can I say that, those words, into a compost bin. And it's been really fun. And that was the week before Thanksgiving. So I was extra excited for Thanksgiving this year because we started composting and it was just really great. I mean, that was the whole point of this project, was to get us to start, I think, adopting a new lifestyle. And I have. It's wonderful. I mean, yeah. So I've composted. I've had COVID. I've became friends with people who were Keith's friends. Oh, I got bit by a dog on Tuesday, this past Tuesday. Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I mean, this is already 30 minutes. Really quick, I'll just tell that story. So I was coming home. No, we'll just save it. We'll just save it because it's really not that. I mean, because I can make a story a lot longer than it needs to be, so we'll just save it. It's fine. We'll just end it on that because this is already 30 minutes, and I realize I can't enjoy my matcha tea while talking, obviously. So I'm gonna do that, and then maybe I'll just record another episode if I'm in the mood for it. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.